The Wooden Horse of Troy. Early one morning, when the fog had not yet lifted from the walled city of Troy, a sleepy guard looked over the great gates of the town and spied a terrifying sight. A massive wooden horse, nearly as tall as the gates themselves, was positioned outside. Its cold stare and massive sight frightened the guard, who picked up his horn with trembling hands and sounded a warning. Troy had been under attack by the Greeks for many years. The Greek army had sailed across the sea from their homeland to fight a battle in retaliation for the kidnapping of the Greek queen Helen by Paris, the prince of Troy. Stirred by the sound of the guard's horn, the people of Troy awoke from their beds. They were always prepared for an attack by the armies of Greece. Today was no different from any other day. They scrambled for safety inside their homes. The men of the Trojan army quickly found the weapons. The guard called to the people, "Behold, a strange object that is left outside our gates." When the people heard him, they shook their heads in wonder. What sort of joke was this? They hurried to the top of the high walls and looked down to where the guard was pointing. To their amazement, they saw a soldier's steed constructed of wood. It was perched on a large wooden platform with wheels. No one spoke. Cautiously, several soldiers climbed down off the walls and approached the statue. A small plaque on its side read, "In honor of Athena." Athena is the goddess of wisdom. The Trojans were confused. As far as they could see, in every direction there was a calmness and tranquility to the landscape that they had not experienced in years. There were no Greek soldiers to be seen, no smoking campfires, no calls to arms or battle cries. Inspecting the massive horse from every angle, the soldiers could find nothing unusual on its surface. They prodded and poked it with their spears. They tapped on its hooves. They clambered upon its back, examining its thick neck and stiff mane. Its glass eyes gave no indication of danger. The wooden steed was silent and still in the morning air. A soldier suggested that the horse was a request for peace from the Greek army, and that the people of Troy should consent to bring it within the gates of the city. The people argued back and forth. Could it be true that the Greeks desired peace after so long and terrible a battle? Finally, all agreed to allow the horse to be brought inside, since it was a tribute to the great goddess Athena and appeared to be harmless. Tying a rope to its neck, the soldiers pulled the horse on wheels through the gates of Troy. They displayed it in the city's center. Then the soldiers closed the gates again, still slightly baffled at the unexpected gift left outside their city that morning. In the evening, the Trojans gathered once again around the base of the wooden horse. They lit bonfires and offered tributes to the goddess Athena. They played musical instruments and danced. A great feast was held with food enough for the entire army and townspeople. Vats of wine were opened and everyone drank and sang. The Trojans were eager for peace and eager for the opportunity to celebrate and be joyful. After several hours had passed, the people began to get tired. They collapsed from having too much fun and dancing too long and hard. They were soon gathered in heaps here and there all over the city. The moon rose high in the sky, and the stars shone down on the sleeping revelers of Troy. As they slumbered, a small wooden panel slid open beneath the belly of the horse. One by one, a group of armed men jumped down onto the platform and crept among the sleeping people. With swords drawn and ready to fight, a fierce contingent of Greek soldiers had stolen into the heart of Troy undetected. Horrified, the Trojans woke up from their feast to find themselves under siege. They scrambled to find their weapons, but it was too late. The Greek army clearly had an advantage. They opened the once protective gates of Troy and allowed their fellow soldiers to enter. They began to destroy the Trojans without mercy. Even the city's army could not organize itself in time to defend the people. When the surprise attack was over, hundreds of Trojan soldiers lay dead within the walls of the great city. Women and children were taken as prisoners of the clever Greek army. Helen was rescued from her captors and returned to her husband. To this day, the phrase Trojan horse still refers to a suspicious gift that is given to someone in order to trick them.